Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and I hope you're all enjoying this gift that we're getting right now in the crypto market. And if you watched my last video, then you were more than prepared for what's happened over the past week in crypto, specifically yesterday, with Bitcoin flashing down to a critical level that I exposed in my last update. And so far, we've seen a slight bounce, whilst the altcoins have been stable over the past 24 hours, showing that the selling pressure is exhausted, and now we're actively setting up for a recovery phase. So in today's video, I'll be going over everything you need to know to be prepared for what's next for crypto and how we could take advantage of this for the next big move ahead. And also, just a quick update before we jump into today's video, the intro price on my new crypto decoding blueprint will be available until the end of this month. So for the next couple days, using the promo code REDPILL at checkout, you'll be able to get this new crypto decoding blueprint for just $100 before the price increases at the start of July. So if you're interested in this project, it's now 100% complete, with 20 course lessons covering everything from a full-length XRP and Solana decode to breaking down how the rest of this bull run will go from now until the end of 2024 and even into 2025 with this sneak peek of my Year of the Snake decoded, which I usually release in January for Patreon supporters. So by having this new blueprint, you'll be getting this critical information almost a half a year in advance. So from now until the end of the month, during this intro price, it's the best time to get this complete crypto decoding blueprint at the most affordable price for how much value this is packed with. And if you've invested in my art, I really appreciate your support. It means so much to me. And I know you're going to love this project. And the link to the crypto decoding blueprint can be found in the description box of this video or in the pinned comment below. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So let's kick things off revisiting the last video that I released last week on June 20th. Around the 20-minute mark, I explained the purpose of the title of that video, which I said was not clickbait, and that I was being serious about this being a time-sensitive update. The title of that video was a warning for a final crypto shakeout before going back into bull mode. And at the 23-minute mark of this video, I brought up the 2016 and 2017 cycle for Bitcoin and how after that halving that happened back then, there was a correction down to the daily chart 200 moving average, which was quickly bought back up at the end of that week. And you could see that right here. And then that buyback was into the weekly close. And then Bitcoin still held the weekly chart 21 EMA on that crucial closure. I also mentioned how this happened again in 2017, the following year, where Bitcoin made a slight new all-time high in the month of March, just like we did now here in 2024 in the exact same month. And then this followed with a deeper correction into the same exact moving average, the daily chart 200 MA, also being bought back up and closing above the weekly chart 21 exponential moving average. And before I brought up this analysis, I started sharing this concept that $61,000 for Bitcoin is really the line in the sand level. It's kind of like a make or break territory. And that was in reference to a weekly candle close. And the reason for that was because that's where the weekly chart 21 EMA is. So it was based in looking back at past cycles. It was also based in the cyclical nature of Bitcoin and how it behaves, especially around this time of the cycle. And then bringing in technical analysis, talking about this crucial weekly 21 EMA. Not opinion. I was just sharing what to anticipate if we had this crossover here initiate and get confirmed on the daily chart and what to expect after that. And that is exactly what I covered in that video. I was talking about how we recently had this same cross of the 8 below the 55. I call it the wolf cross. And when the 8 goes below the 55, that has downside implied. And if you see any new red candle closes following that cross, it confirms it and then after the confirmation to anticipate a deeper correction. So let's look at what's transpired over the past 24 hours on the Bitcoin daily chart. And you could see right here, if I turn off all the moving averages and I just leave you with these 200 moving averages here at the bottom, we have the light green moving averages, the 200 EMA, and then right below it, the dark green moving averages, the 200 simple. And you'll see that Bitcoin literally almost kissed the 200 MA on that correction yesterday, followed by a bounce. And one thing to also mention was the daily RSI got down to about 25. It's the lowest that we've seen the RSI on the daily chart in over 300 days. And we have the weekly RSI reset right now at about 50. Perfect. So this is the perfect time for a bounce with a pivot here over the next couple days into the upcoming third quarter moon, which I've already talked about in my last video. That'll be on June 28th. So this ended up being perfect timing for the recent Red Pill podcast that I just released this past weekend, which was dedicated to going over all the projects that I'm personally invested in, covering over 20 different altcoin charts, and reviewing my entire investment thesis for the rest of this bull run. And I even reviewed three potentially new venture capital positions that I'll be adding to my portfolio very soon. I'm probably going to pull the trigger on those a little bit later today. We'll see how things go when the stock market opens. I'm not trying to catch the bottom here. Again, this is venture capital. This is stuff that's below 5% of the overall portfolio. And I have a very strategic, you know, kind of portfolio for my personal investments, for my business with a SEP, all these different instruments. So I also was about 95% positioned in this market before the end of 2023. So anything that I've been doing over this year, it's just to balance things out. It's not anything big and major and crazy, because I was mostly positioning myself during the bear market, and we're not there anymore. We are in a confirmed bull run. And I talked about this in videos about 6 months leading up into April 2020. And the purpose of that is April 2020, right here, was a solar eclipse that started a solar cycle. And after we enter a solar cycle is when we have all of Bitcoin's bull runs. Then after we enter what's called a lunar cycle, which the last one started right here on a lunar eclipse, that's when we enter our bear markets. So I was positioning myself based on that esoteric analysis, and that's how I play this game. I'm aware that the TA is very great to have. A lot of the esoteric stuff that we've brought to the table here is undeniable, and it needs to be prioritized because this gives you an edge on the market. And again, during my crypto decoding blueprint, I actually have about 5 to 6 videos dedicated to everything I just explained. These two right here, the crypto market cycles decoded, breaks down all of this concept of the solar and lunar cycles, how we're in one now and when that will end, so you could actually know when the next bear market will start, which is incredibly valuable to know. And then I have these four part series right here of the 2024 bull run decoded part 1 and 2. This is a extra credit sneak peek added onto it, giving you about pretty much everything you need to know about 2025 with the crypto bull run, and even some geopolitical events as well. And then the alt season decoded, so that way you can know how this next alt season is actually gonna pan out. Remember, back in January and February, even a little bit before that, a lot of people were believing that we were in an alt season, and I was adamant that I did not see that to be the case. And here we are now, it's about 4 months deep into Bitcoin being sideways and effectively down, and a lot of altcoins are about 50 to 60% down from where they were back in March. So that was very dangerous for a lot of people to believe that we were going to enter that alt season then. Again, it's not to look down on any other analysts out there. I believe everyone has their own truth and everyone brings something important to the table. And I by no means am saying that I know everything. That's not the point of where I'm going with this. It's just I had my own investment thesis and I've been following it along the way, and I'm going to stick to it. If you have a plan, trade your plan. Don't get distracted by other people's opinions and emotions. It's your money at the end of the day. You have to do what's right with your money. So during my last podcast, I reviewed everything about my investment thesis, talked about 3 new potential venture capital plays. So if you're interested in checking that out, it was an almost 2-hour long podcast covering everything that I'm invested in, available now for the Patreon supporters of our mastermind community at patreon.com/watersabove. Now, let's address a couple things. First thing is that we did not technically hit the 200 moving average. Yes, we know this, but we got within 1% of it. I think it was like 0.8% is how close we got. And when we have the daily RSI dipping all the way down to 25 simultaneously, and this bounce that we're getting right now, well, this is good enough for me, especially if we can hold the 21 exponential on the weekly chart, which was the idea that I shared in the last video about this line in the sand target. So you see this 21 EMA is the orange moving average. That's the one to hold. So I feel very bullish now that we've had this deeper correction. This should be the final shakeout, as I mentioned in my last video. And now we have to discuss something, though, that's very important. It's this upcoming weekly close. This Sunday night, June 30th, is probably the most important day for crypto investors because it's not only a weekly close, it's not only a monthly close, but it's also a bi-monthly close, and it's also a quarterly close. So this is very important because we have the two-month candle and the three-month candle also closing on June 30th. Literally, making this one of the most important weeks for crypto investors. Again, this title wasn't clickbait. We don't do that here. This is serious if you're a crypto investor and you want to know why the market's doing the things that it does. So on June 30th, we have a weekly close, a bi-weekly close, a monthly close, a bi-monthly close, and a quarterly close all happening at the same exact time. Okay? And Bitcoin would be in a much better posture if it can close June 30th above 61,500. So keep that level in mind. That's the 21 exponential on the weekly chart. Now, ideally, we'd want to see Bitcoin close above 62K. So write that down as well. But if Bitcoin closes below 60,000, so anywhere 59,000 at all, below 60K, then this structure that we're having right now will look very weak, especially after the four clear rejections that we've had on this macro resistance at 71,500. So keep this stuff in mind because we've had this four times rejection at this resistance of 71,500. And then we've also had about 4 months of trading sideways between this 60 to 70K range without breaking into true price discovery. So I'd like to see Bitcoin close this week above 62K or higher. Anything below the weekly 21 EMA, that would look a little bit precarious. It would look weak and will definitely look problematic if this monthly closes below 60K. And you could just tell because of this candle structure right here. So for the reasons I mentioned above. But to share my opinion on this, just to let you know how I feel, what my intuition is at this moment, I feel the bottom is in. I feel we've bottomed here, and all the analysis that I've shared in my last couple videos was backed by comparisons to a very, very similar stage in the cycle that we're at, and specifically that 2016 and 2017 cycle that I discussed in my last video. Definitely go check that out if you haven't watched it, because everything that we talked about came to life over the past 24 hours. The same thing with what I warned about in the video before that. We watched how that went down on June 18th and 19th. So we're utilizing this esoteric analysis combined with the TA so you have something holistic. So one thing to also mention is that June is typically sideways. Let me pull up this election year data. You could see that right here. June is typically sideways. You know, like August is sort of a mixed bag, and we get to see a little bit of the market does some weird stuff during election years, and I think this is one of the weirdest elections, and I don't want to go too deep into that right now because that's a side conversation, but with what the stock market is doing right now, that doesn't feel so great. It's a little bit overheated, a little too overheated for my own liking. And I do see the direct correlation between a larger pullback in the stock market potentially putting more pressure on crypto. But it just depends on the timing of all these things. And I believe the next FOMC meeting is sometime at the end of July. So there's a lot of time here. But needless to say, it does feel like we've bottomed because of this time horizon that we're in right now. And we're going on 4 months since Bitcoin's broke out into this current trading range in late February this year. And we're about to be in July. So July and August are typically bullish in election years. You could see that right here. Also, Bitcoin tends to do well in July. August is again a mixed bag, and September is almost always a red month for Bitcoin historically. It's pretty much the only month that consistently closes red. And note, this is referencing monthly closes. So with a bullish breakout in July, let's just say we start to see the mid 70K, 80K territory within the month of July. Then, of course, we could have a higher high on a wick, maybe during the month of August, whilst August still ends up flat. And then we could have a red September where we're already higher. So I'm not saying that in September we'll be trading at like 50K or lower or anything like that. To me, the bull run is still on. So as I finished off the last video, I mentioned Bitcoin needs to close a macro candle above 71,500, which is this level right here that we were bringing up a little bit ago. And ideally, we'd like to have a weekly close above 72K, and then I'd anticipate the mid 80K level shortly after, 83K on the lower end to 87K, and then we'll reassess this with more details when we're actively breaking out around that critical level of 71,500. And you all know that I'll, of course, be keeping you updated on all of this every step of the way. I always prioritize having this analysis out far in advance. So for now, you have all the critical levels to keep in mind, and yes, my line in the sand level of 61K still stands. I have not changed my stance on that at all, and this all comes down to the upcoming weekly close this Sunday, June 30th. Easily one of the most important closes of the year for crypto investors, and I don't say that lightly. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, my intuition tells me that we've finished off in this corrective phase as we speak, and this crypto market should be bottomed out. I can tell by the way Bitcoin's behaving right now at this critical level, and the way altcoins have been trading over the past 24 hours is very telling that the altcoin market was oversold. And most alts are down 50 to 60% from yearly highs. Some alts are even down a full 70%. And based on how yesterday went, it's clear that there's not much more to give back. As I said in the intro of this video, the selling pressure is seemingly exhausted. The weak hands are shaken out. And now it's been 4 full months, and retail's been continuously selling off, getting nervous. We had everything that went down with GameStop and Roaring Kitty. That was obviously a big trap. And now there's discouraged energy in the air, people feeling doubt, the fear is back. And that's exactly when the market maker pivots. So, like the title in my last video, this was the final shakeout before blast off, and the recovery phase from this correction should be into the July new moon. So we have this July new moon coming up on July 5th. And during my recent Red Pill podcast, I went over one of the wildest decodes I've ever shared regarding July 6th. So the day after the new moon, that date is absolutely packed with energy. So for me, I'm looking for the next new moon on July 5th and July 6th to be epic. The stock market will be closed naturally on July 4th for the US Independence Day, but still the crypto market will be trading alone. So we'll have to see how this upcoming weekly close plays out, because Bitcoin can hold this 61.5K territory and close above 62K this week. I see it's primed for retesting 70K shortly after, probably right into the July new moon, and then even breaking higher during the month of July. So I'm going to wrap up today's video there. Everything that's gone down with Ethereum was pretty much the play in my last video. We saw how that went. XRP is holding stable. A lot of altcoins have already started to stabilize and bottom out. So this is really the make or break on the Bitcoin play right now. We need to get through this monthly close, which, as I said, it's not just a monthly, it's a bi-weekly, a quarterly. It's so many big macro candle closures happening at once, and this is really seemingly exhausted across the board. We're basically watching a double bottom play out and a huge macro M pattern. Sorry, a macro W pattern, excuse me. And that would have everything to do with us coming back to this 888 fib, 71,000. So let's see how this all goes down. You have the crucial levels to keep in mind. I appreciate every single one of you. And for those that have invested in this new crypto decoding blueprint, really means the world to me. As I said earlier, this will be in its intro price until the end of the month. So if you use the promo code REDPILL at checkout, you'll be able to get this for just $100 before the price goes up in July. Appreciate every single one of you, and I'm wishing you all a beautiful and amazing rest of your week in the Matrix. Much love.